The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
That music means it's time for our monthly episode of Science Diction, where we talk about the origin of scientific words with Howard Markel, Professor of History of Medicine, University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Welcome, Howard.
Hi, Ira. How are you?
What word do we have today?
Well, it's a great one. It's the Bunsen burner.
Oh, the Bunsen burner.
And we all know what it is. It's the iconic symbol of high school chemistry. But how many people know who Bunsen was?
You're right.
And he was a brilliant chemist. Robert Bunsen was his name. And he was a graduate of the University of Göttingen, where his father was the chief librarian. But he actually created, with some laboratory assistants, the Bunsen burner, or the gas burner, in 1855. Now, chemists have been arguing for years over who deserves the credit. Bunsen and a colleague named Henry Roscoe actually wrote it up in 1857. But, you know, there were prototypical gas burners even before that from the 1820s on. But those earlier forms used to produce diffuse and flickering light, and they also would they were very flammable, no pun intended, in that if you didn't put a metal wire over a mesh, the flames would get all over the place. But that introduced artifactual colors and soot and all other things like that.
Mm-hmm. And was it really basically the same one we have today? No,
pretty much. I mean, there's been a few, you know, tweaks here and there. But, you know, it's kind of neat. You know, all great laboratory equipment is the result of doing experiments. And Bunsen and his colleagues were trying to look at the spectral analysis of elements and compounds. They had a theory that each compound or element had a fingerprint if you lit it, if you burned it, and you could measure that through a prism. So that was really novel, but they didn't have a good source of heat to do that. These earlier flames would just be, you know, not sufficient.
Yeah.
And they figured this out one day when they, I'm sure you remember doing this in eighth grade, they burned a piece of magnesium.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
Pretty hot.
I can still see that bright light, that bright white light. And then they said, well, maybe other compounds have this as well. So they needed the right type of heat source. And, you know, the great unsung heroes of science, I think, are the apparatus makers. You know, before there were, you know, Erlenmeyer flasks, someone had to blow those and make them. And the same thing with the Bunsen burner. It was a very neat guy named Peter de Saga. And this, he toyed with the length of the tube and the width of the tube, so that created a colorless, sootless flame. It was very hot. It didn't flicker, and it didn't need that wire mesh, so it didn't introduce any artifactual colors.
And there you have it. Thank you, Howard.
Thanks a lot, Ira.
Always a pleasure. Howard Markel, Professor of the History of Medicine, University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, also Director of the Center for the History of Medicine there. Greg Smith composed our theme music and with help today from NPR librarian Kim Mileski. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com and download our podcast. We have iPhone and Android apps, both flavors for you to take with you. Also, we have our video pick of the week, some really interesting pumpkins up there. Pick of the week is Jack-O-Lanterns 2.0. You'll see a Science Friday jack-o'-lantern up there and how they're made. And some interesting stuff for the holiday season. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.